United Lutheran Seminary presents the Seminary Explores podcast, conversations on faith, art, people, politics, theology, life, and more, with voices from around the corner and around the globe.
Welcome to the Seminary Explores. My name is Nelson Stroberg, and today my guest is Angela Dorman, who is the Senior Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for Spirit Trust Lutheran. Welcome to the Seminary Explorers.
Thank you.
To begin our conversation, I would like for you, if you can, to describe or define what is meant by senior citizen care, assisted living for senior citizens. I mean, there's so many descriptors for what Spirit Trust and other agencies like that is about.
Oh, certainly. I'd be happy to do that. There are a number of options for residential living and care services for older adults these days. Spirit Trust Lutheran, as an example, has a variety of types of living services for older adults. We have life plan communities or senior living communities, and they encompass residential living, which is a type of living where a person moves in to a community and they live independently. They have just moved in for the convenience, the security of having yard maintenance, perhaps, but also a healthcare component should they need it. So then we have assisted living and personal care, and that is a level of care that is under a license by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And this is a level of care for folks who might need some level of assistance with their activities of daily living, dressing, bathing, grooming. And then there's skilled care. We offer skilled care. That is also licensed by the Commonwealth through the Department of Health. And that is for folks who have reached the stage of their life where they are totally dependent upon a caregiver for care. And so that is licensed as skilled care. We also provide several affordable housing through the HUD program at some of our campuses for those folks who are unable to afford a market rate type of senior living communities. And there are many options in the area for folks to consider. Not just Spirit Trust Lutheran, of course, but there are a lot of different options.
Okay, so it's a large operation.
Yes,
I should say.
It is.
When you talk about all of the different types of care that is offered for the community or this area.
Right.
With that in mind, Spirit Trust is a nonprofit agency. What are the difficulties for nonprofits trying to do this type of care?
Certainly. I think the difficulty for nonprofits always is how do you provide the care and services with the amount of dollars you have to provide those services. We do receive third-party reimbursement in our skilled care centers, and there are a lot of regulations in skilled nursing care these days, a lot of unfunded mandates that we have to meet.
When you say unfunded mandates, could you describe that for our listening audience?
Certainly. For example, there are nurses, RNs, that I need to hire to do certain tasks for billing or assessments that are not what I would call hands-on nurses. And again, those are costs that hit our bottom line, but those RNs don't provide actual resident or patient care. There are some environmental requirements that we have that continue to keep changing. And so we always must be on the forefront of those. They're there to promote quality and safety, but there does seem to be many more of them than ever before.
Wow, that's it. When you say environmental, How did you describe that?
Mm-hmm. So the equipment, the building that is surrounding the resident to ensure, again, their safety and to ensure quality.
Okay. There's one thing, having the facilities, but then how do your residents or the people with whom you service, how do they find you?
Sure. Well, reputation goes a long way in certainly seeking out Spirit Trust Lutheran. We're known as a quality provider of care and residential living. We also, of course, have a very strong community health service line, which is our home care and hospice, our in-home support. So we're well known through the variety of services that we provide. And that's one way. Another way that people find us, of course, is if they have had a hospitalization in the area. We're well known to WellSpan, to now UPMC Hanover. So again, we get some of our residents through the case managers at those locations. In terms of the residential living, again, yes, oftentimes people are seeking out an opportunity for retirement living, and they do their care. They do their homework. They seek out what's important to them. They will go and visit a senior living community. Actually, some people even do spreadsheets comparing us against our competitors in the area to see how we stack up against them. So again, there's a variety of ways. Oftentimes people have family in the area. They might be from out of this central Pennsylvania area, and they want to retire back close to family.
Right.
Typically grandchildren are a driving force in those circumstances. Yes.
And as you talk about that, it seems you must have an idea or a thing for people who are looking, or if they, let's say, look at Spirit Trust, what things do you want them to ask you, or the questions you want them to ask you in considering this place?
Sure, that's a very good question. And I think that one of the tools that is available to folks is if they would go online and Google what to ask when looking for a senior living community. That's a pretty important tool for them to seek out. But we like when people ask us about what life is like at the community. We oftentimes will try to pair up an inquiry with someone who lives on our campus. And so that they can share with them exactly what life might be like, for example, at the Village at Gettysburg. And we encourage them to have meals in our dining rooms, attend an activity, and really see what the campus life is about. I think it's important for them also to understand what their budget might be and how our pricing would stack up against what their budget might be, what their retirement budget might be. So those financial questions are always very, very important to ask. And then I would also encourage people to ask about the healthcare component on a senior living campus. Is assisted living or personal care provided? What type of services could I receive in my home, in my cottage or apartment at the community? Does an organization have a home care or a home health agency associated with it? And then what is the skilled nursing level of care on the campus? Are there is there skilled nursing care, and how would an individual access that?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Very, very helpful to people who are considering.
There are a lot of questions to be asked. And again, I would encourage people to Google or seek out online exactly what to ask when looking for a retirement community.
Right. Well, you mentioned previously nurses that are used, but in a operation like this, there are more than nurses that are needed to operate on a daily basis. Who are some of the people or personnel with which a facility like this needs to have?
That's also a great question. Some days my mind is boggled by the number of team members that we do have and the extraordinary work that they do each and every day. The largest department by far is driven from the skilled care needs, and that is the nursing department. In that department, we have licensed nurses as well as certified nursing assistants to care for folks. The next largest departments in our communities would be the dining department. It takes a lot of people to prepare the number of meals that we would provide in the course of a day, the course of a month, the course of a year. So dining is a rather large department. Again, we have cooks, chefs, dishwashers, dining assistants, servers. There's all sorts of opportunities in our dining department. And then we also have social workers. We have buildings and grounds department. Those are the team members that come to an individual's cottage or apartment or personal care room or skilled care room to fix those things that break or need repair or just maybe do painting and refreshing. So that's a rather large department too for each community. We have a department called Life Enrichment. Life Enrichment. And the Life Enrichment department is really the coordinators of resident life and wellness on a campus. So we have wellness activities, we have physical fitness activities, there are intellectual activities for our residents, social activities, certainly faith-based activities for the residents, and that is all coordinated through our Life Enrichment Department.
Wow, there are many people, as you talk about, the team.
Right.
The team is really a very expansive.
Mm-hmm. Housekeeping and laundry, that's another department that you, again, can't forget. There are office staff, accountants, again, folks that manage really every last detail of insuring.
In some sense, like a town in itself,
yes.
or a town
yes.
or a village in it, within itself, you know.
Yes, it really is.
And with the number of people involved, is it difficult to find staff and to find people to work in this type of agency?
So that is really an important question and a very good question. And that is probably the number one challenge that senior living communities, healthcare organizations face today. There are many people to provide service to, and there are simply not enough caregivers to provide that care. And again, with the aging of our society, especially in states like Pennsylvania, this is becoming just such a crucial issue. So it is a challenge. There is a lot of discussion at the state and national level about what are the solutions. And certainly there are no easy solutions. I think there are a lot of initiatives that are looking at the way services and care are delivered to individuals and to see if they can't be streamlined. So again, I would say the challenge right now is that there are simply not enough people to hire for the positions. And there's a lot of competition for the positions because
oh, really?
in this area, there are a lot of skilled care communities. There are a lot of personal care communities in this area. There are large hospitals, hospital systems. There are home care and home health agencies. And again, everyone is seeking team members to provide the care to their residents and clients.
I wonder if looking at the opportunities for in terms of younger people looking at their professional lives or work lives, I think Spirit Trust has had some cooperation with local colleges. In the recent past.
Sure. Absolutely, that is a critical component of addressing this workforce challenge, is getting people interested in careers in aging services. So we do partner with several colleges in the area where we have had students come out and do practicums. In fact, on Monday, I have a student starting in my office to learn about the corporate workings of an organization such as Spirit Trust. But we have great partnerships with York College, for example. And in fact, one of the really dynamic initiatives that we have, and we've had for several semesters now, is that we allow several students each semester to live at our village at Kelly Drive, live among the residents. Now, the exciting thing for the student is that this is tuition free. Housing free.
Right, that helps.
Yes, not tuition free. Sorry, York College. But yes, they don't have a housing cost then. And they get credit for living there. We ask that they engage in the life of the residents. And we're also doing some study, some research around the benefit both to the students and to the residents as we continue to work with this program with York College. These students are students of gerontology or nursing. A related degree to the type of services that we provide.
So it's a total immersion into senior life and living.
We have had some great students living at the village at Kelly Drive. Anecdotally, it has been just a wonderful, wonderful experience for our residents, for our team members, and I think for the students too.
Oh yeah, I would think so. Looking at again the team and the number of campuses that Spirit Trust has, how has the discussion on healthcare impacted on what you're doing now and what you hope to do in the future?
Sure. So, I would break this into two areas, I think. The Affordable Care Act certainly impacted how healthcare is delivered. The idea that quality as well as efficiency can be realized. And so what that has done is moved care out of the most expensive settings to the least expensive settings as quickly as that can be possibly done. So what we've experienced is that people are coming out of the hospital to our skilled care centers much faster than ever before. And we are discharging them much faster than ever before back to their homes, again, with care services surrounding them through in-home support or home health care. But the length of stay in our skilled nursing centers has been dramatically reduced by this movement of patients, if you will, through the healthcare continuum. So at one point, the length of stay in a skilled care community was well over 40 to 50 days when they were on an insurance plan or Medicare. And now we're seeing length of stay down around 14 days.
Radical change.
It's a very radical change. And it's happened fairly quickly. So we've had to adapt to that. Again, fortunately, we have Spirit Trust Lutheran Home Care and Hospice that we have integrated into our team in our skilled care centers, again, to help us do effective and safe discharge planning of folks back to their communities. So I think that's one aspect. Mm-hmm. The care seems to move faster.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, again, this idea of more care is being provided in a home setting. So wherever the resident calls home, be it their home in the external community or their cottage or apartment in our senior living communities, I'm seeing much more care delivered in that setting. So again, that's why it's so important to have good relationships with excellent home care providers,
right,
home health providers, because we're utilizing them more than ever before.
Oh, okay. I know that you are, as I started off by saying, you are the chief operating officer, which means you have responsibility for all of that type of maintenance or the operations
of all senior living, right? Yes. So the three senior living communities are my ultimate responsibility, and I am blessed to have incredible teams, incredible leadership teams in those communities, incredible team members who are doing the actual hands-on caregiving,
right,
who are ensuring that laundry and housekeeping is done and those meals are provided and that there is a lifestyle that is created for the folks who stay with us, who call a Spirit Trust Lutheran community their home. So again, I am very, very fortunate and very blessed to have incredible, incredible folks. And many of our team members at Spirit Trust Lutheran don't see this work as a job. They see it as a calling. It is why they are put on this earth. They come to their work because they feel it is a opportunity to be in service to older adults. And again, I'm just so appreciative of that. I meet them every day and am just amazed by how they demonstrate their care.
Which is a segue to what your thoughts might be for those people who might be interested in going into senior care.
Yes, so I'm always interested in people who are interested in going into any kind of work in service to older adults. Certainly visit us, go on our website. We have a careers page on our website that will let you know what opportunities are available, what the requirements are for the position. And I would just encourage anyone to seek out opportunity.
Okay, I can't believe our time is, we've talked this length of time, and you certainly have certainly exposed or shared some of the issues that for senior care at this time in our history, and my prayers are that you continue to do what you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate being invited to participate in the podcast.
Okay. I hope this won't be your last time.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I've been talking with Angela Dorman, who is the Senior Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for Spirit Trust Lutheran. And we've been talking about senior living, senior care, and all the issues that are faced by such agencies today. For the Seminary Explorers, this is Nelson Strobert. Have a good day.
You have been listening to The Seminary Explorers, a production of United Lutheran Seminary with campuses in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We invite you to visit our website at unitedlutheranseminary.edu. Opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of United Lutheran Seminary or the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America.